countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
It's to County Galway we're destined finally this morning, and the old Ballygloonan train station between Tuam and Athenry, where I've been inspecting restoration works on the historic structure that closed down in 1976. It was made famous in the Quiet Man film, and while locals want to celebrate its rich community and Hollywood history, they're also keen to stress its biggest story may be yet to come. All aboard!
Castletown? Castletown?
Could you tell me the way to Innisfree?
Innisfree? 5 miles and maybe a half more. Do you see that road over there?
Yeah.
Well, don't take that one. It'll do you no good.
Maura, this is Castletown Station from The Quiet Man, but tell me where it really is.
It's Ballygloonan Station. We're actually on the platform this moment.
People know Castletown Station or Ballygloonan as it is. It's your local station for John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. But you were just telling me that standing here with me today, you're remembering more of the people you knew. Some of the sad goodbyes.
A lot of sad goodbyes. People left the station and a lot of them never returned.
Come on, show me the waiting room here. We're going to check it out and find out a little bit more about the station.
This area here, we used to get our tickets from the station master.
Little hatch window.
I had aunts that left from here that went to America. I had aunts that went to England and uncles. One aunt in particular never came back, but her son came back and her grandsons came back. It was very sad. In America, we thought when they'd go out there that everybody was going to become a millionaire, but they all had to work, married, had families. Life passes, the people they love pass on. It's only in later times when people could afford to travel and their families came back, they were able to get the message of where their parents left from.
The last time I was here, I was talking to a woman, she was 89 years old, and she said she left from here back in the early 1900s. We all seen. And she never came back until she was in 87 or 88. Like, it was a long time. Now, if they went to America, they could be home the following day.
That's it.
A lot of them would come at night. At that time, it was the steam engine, and they'd wake you when they'd be whistling coming into the station.
Right, you can hear it still, can you?
Yeah.
Describe it for our listeners, what state of repair this Quiet Man train station was in the last few years.
Oh, in the last few years. The holes in the roof. All was ready to collapse. So we had to rip the whole lot off. Joe Boyle is my name, in Ballygloon here. We don't want to change the building itself. We just want to seal it up and have it in good shape.
Joe, what's your hope for the future of Ballygloonan Station?
Can we all have different ideas for it? But I would love to see bus tours doing the Quiet Man tour. Coming from Galway City, out here and on to Cong.
To Cong in County Mayo, because most of the Quiet Man tourists, don't they?
They do. They get to the whole lot of it, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah, but...
So you want your share here in Ballygloonan now?
This is actually kind of lost in the story, you know?
It's not about heritage. The Quiet Man is just one aspect of what's here. My name is Maria Heenan, and I'm secretary to the Ballygloonan Station Restoration Committee.
This is to be a building for the community with multiple uses.
Yeah.
Like what?
We have a local group here, which is called Ability West, where they train people with special needs, and they would be delighted to use this space here to grow some of their vegetables because they need more ground. We have the local dramatic society who could use the store. We have local enterprise people who could use the station house itself for maybe a coffee shop or an enterprise centre, and we would link that with the heritage of the area, like the Blake Estate, the Quiet Man, all of that. The study that we got done looked at 16 small heritage, community developed heritage centres around County Galway alone, and they're closing down. They're not viable, they're not sustainable, and there's no point in us going down. We were advised.
This can't just be about the Quiet Man in history.
No, it's part of it, but it certainly will not be the core product.
The other big political debate around here is whether this rail line should be reopened as part of the Western Rail Corridor or whether it should be given to tourism and a greenway.
Yeah, now there's a variety of opinion in our group about that, but I would feel very strongly that I've no problem about a greenway, but not at the cost of the track. We're talking about a core being Galway, which has universities, hospitals, work, employment, everything.
Most people from around here would travel into the city.
Yeah, in their cars. And what about
people
from Mayo?
And they get stuck in traffic.
Yeah, and there are people travelling from Claremorris into Galway City to work. So why couldn't they get public transport? And environmentally speaking, it would be equally important too.
My name is Mark Gibson and I'm from Ballyglunin, County Galway. I moved here back in 2008 from Dublin. Wanted to get away from the city life.
And do you like it here?
I do, I absolutely love it.
What I've noticed today, you're busy cleaning up and getting ready, is that there's people of all generations, a lot of people with memories. It could be the quiet man, it could be their own family that emigrated from this station, or it could be the blow-in, as they called you, or some young people too, because you have young people here at the committee as well. Hopefully this is bringing the community together again.
What better way for people to have a common goal, common purpose, and we're attracting all generations, which I'm really gratified to see. You know, so many young people taking an interest. If there wasn't that intervention by the local community, the station really would be a pile of stones. So we want to, I suppose, reinvigorate the general area and have something that people can be proud of.
So what's happening on Sunday?
So the plan is we're going to launch the station. So we want everyone to show what we have done, because we showed what the money that people had given us, showed them exactly what we've done. Leonie Fennell from Barfield. So it was great to have Liam Neeson and Gabriel Byrne, like two big stars, to know that they were passionate as we are behind the station.
I suppose that's because of its significance in terms of the quiet man. What's the significance of this station, of this area, to you, a 24-year-old woman who I don't think knows much about the quiet man?
Absolutely not. The station will be a big thing for young people in years to come. Like, I know it'd be a great meeting point, because like people are so spread now that it'd be great to have something that you can come with your friends, you can walk, you can, there's no like cafe nearby like that everybody can meet in the middle, there's no community centre. So if you got something here, it'd be a great meeting point. Like, the more time that people spend in the station, the more that this is what we wanted, this is our goal, we've reached our goal, that it'd be somewhere for people to come. If everybody works together, we can really make this a success.
Now, and the Ballyglunin train station open day takes place tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock, including music from a local Saw Doctor. They've drama on stage later entitled The Galway Girl.